Hi, I'm Leslie London. I'm a professor of public health at the University of Cape Town, but I'm also a member of the steering committee of People's Health Movement in South Africa, which is a global social movement committed to realizing the right to health across the world. I think that the public perception about the role of patents is really being challenged by the current situation. We've seen how vaccine nationalism has led to such gross inequality that many people, many countries are starting to come on board. There are over 100 countries now supporting the waiver when there were just a handful when it started. So I think there is a groundswell of recognition that something is wrong when a company can hold intellectual property in a way that prevents poorer people, poorer countries from accessing that. So I believe that this is an important moment because it's educational for the world to realize that intellectual property system is only valuable if it serves a social purpose. And the social purpose is not about protecting the profits of the producer, it's about improving society. And there are other ways of ensuring that there is incentives for research, incentives for innovation, and those should be pursued, but not at the expense of access to these technologies. So the COVID moment is really an important moment for us to realize and rethink public goods and rethink the systems we have in place. The IP systems are not working. They've only been there for a few decades. They're not laws set by God or by nature. They're created by humans. And they were created in a way that protects certain people's interests and disadvantages the poor and the powerless. And that needs to change in the long term.
We need to live in a world where wealth is not private wealth, but wealth is health, is education, is housing, is accepting people from all over the world, accepting immigrants, is promoting culture, is promoting the idea of the public goods. We cannot live in a world where technology means hell, where technology means unemployment, where technology means poverty. We have to share this knowledge, this science, this technology that are able to create a better and a fairer world.